This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. I hope as we work our way through the book of Romans, you're beginning to be blessed by all God wants to do in your life. Paul explains all that we have in our relationship with Jesus Christ is not because we deserve or have earned it. Romans 5, 6-8 says, "At just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for the righteous man, though for a good man some might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." The love the Holy Spirit pours out into our hearts is an otherworldly, heavenly kind of love. Long before we came on the historical landscape, Christ died for us. Based on God's foresight, he set the time for Christ's redeeming death. It was at the right time, and because of when it happened, we can't take credit for our standing with God. Once justified by faith, we are saved from God's wrath that we read about in the opening chapters of Romans. He reminds us of this in Romans 5, 9-10. Then he concludes this brief section with verse 11. "Not only is this so, but we rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation." Reconciliation between God and me is not accomplished by my efforts. I just receive it and rejoice in it. It is all by faith. God loves you and with outstretched arms invites you to be reconciled to him. Receive this invitation. By faith, humbly go to him and let him embrace you.